Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Children have a new place to play in Boston. Martin's Park opened yesterday. The playground near the Boston Children's Museum is named after 8-year-old Martin Richard, the youngest victim of the Boston Marathon bombings. Hundreds of people gathered to honor his memory and enjoy the park. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
The opening started with music. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh touts the park along South Boston's waterfront as an architectural feat and an example of the resolve of the city and the Richard family after the 2013 terrorist attack.
This park is amazing. When you think about every aspect of this park, what's here, an inclusive park that's setting the model for us now and the rest of the city, a resilient component to it on the side of the ocean.
But none of that was on most kids' minds on Saturday. They just wanted to play in the water or in the hull of a sailboat, like 10-year-old Jeffrey Alisea Jr.
It's really big, there's a lot of people, and it's cool. Don't go there. And I think it's going to be pretty fun.
It was pretty fun for a lot of kids in attendance. But for parents, the new public space means more. The park is billed as inclusive and accessible, which is important for Regina Robbins. Her 11-year-old son, Josiah, has Down syndrome.
And the fact that this has been so accessible for people with all disabilities has been really a blessing for me. So this is just a beautiful park to honor the memory of a beautiful boy.
Okay, Mom,
we have to go now.
And what's been your favorite part of this?
I don't know.
You just saw Spider-Man.
I see Spider-Man Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Okay.
That made our day. Now we can't leave.
While the opening of the park was an enjoyable day for most families, it was one of mixed emotions for the Richard family. Martin Richard's sister, Jane, who lost a leg in the Boston Marathon bombing, sang a song during the opening ceremony.
I think of what the world could be.
Martin's brother, Henry, says the park is a good representation of who his brother was.
Well, it's a very big, inclusive park. It's a very peaceful place. Everyone can access it, and that's a really important part of the message.
The message refers to a banner Martin is pictured holding in his class. It reads, "No more hurting people. Peace." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.
Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me.